نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know in the world today and South Africa, our history is in front of you, and that is about racism, apartheid and xenophobia. And all these issues are rearing, they are ugly, and they are ugly. The scourge is coming back in our society. So what does Islam teach us? So this topic, normally I entitle it, The African Contribution to Islam. So if somebody has to ask us, what did Africa do for Islam? So what will we say? So remember, you must say, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable, auspicious birth took place in Makkah Mukarramah. First 40 years, everything was very good. فَقَدَ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِ That everybody was united, there was peace, there were harmony. They would call the Master alayhi salatu salam as Sadiqul Amin. You are very, very truthful, very, very honest, a man of honesty, integrity. When the revelation started, Iqra Bismi Surah Alaq, the first 5 verses, then the revelation brought about a revolution. The same people yesterday who praised the Master alayhi salatu salam now started using all derogatory titles as mentioned in the Noble Quran. So the truth is like that. Remember, the truth will always bring a lot of opposition. People like, we must remain silent. But Islam don't teach us that. So the persecution, torture continued. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, okay, go make hijrah. So where the first hijrah, my brothers? The first hijrah to Africa. From Makkah Mukarramah, here to Ethiopia, to Habasha. And the leader there was Najashi Negus. And lo and behold, he gave them asylum, he treated them very well. Open Surah 5, Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse 83. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an, the brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, is reciting the Quran, Surah Maryam. And you know Surah Maryam, even the non-Muslims want to know, what does Islam say vis-a-vis Mary, Jesus? Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her name is mentioned 34 times in the Quran Sharif. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam is dedicated, the only name, the only person, female's name, who's mentioned explicitly in the Quran. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, 25 times his name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. So all this is there. Now me and you are born Muslims, majority of us. Some embrace Islam, alhamdulillah. Najashi, his ministers, his entourage, all this is happening in Africa, in the heart of Africa, in Ethiopia, in Habasha, what we call. So what do we see? We see that he, Ja'far radiallahu anhu, is reciting Surah Maryam. These are people who are not Muslim as yet. But the first time they hear the Quran, so what impact did the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, have on them? The beginning of the 7th Jews, chapter 5, verse 83. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ When they just heard the Quran Sharif that was revealed to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their tears were flowing. Their eyes were filled with tears. Me and you are born Muslims. 1 month ago was Ramadan. The whole Ramadan came and when not one tear came out whilst we were reading Quran. They're hearing Quran and they're not Muslims, but they're crying already. There and then they said, Ya Allah, no need for istikhara, mashura, nothing. We begging you Allah, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Ya Allah, you record our names among those people that we have bear testimony. We bring iman now. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only Rahmatul Alameen, chapter 21, verse 107. So the Master alayhi salatu salam always remembered that this person, Najashi, Negus, radiallahu anhu, he did my students, my companions, such a favor. He gave them asylum there in Africa, in Ethiopia. So he passes away in the latter portion of the Master alayhi salatu salam's life. Wahi revelation comes, Ya Rasulallah, O Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, Najashi, has passed away on Iman, everything. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the Sahaba out of Masjid Nabawi and says, come make your sufuf and your rows, and we're reading Salatul Janaza on this person, the African ruler. What an honor for him. Therefore the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, they say, Salatul Janaza alal Ghaib is permissible. You read Salatul Janaza although the body is not there. From this very incident, that's an academic discussion. But see the connection of Makkah Mukarramah with Africa already during the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go before that. Who is Moses? Who is Nabi Musa? I'm using the terms. We have many non-Muslim listeners, so they can also understand. Who is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam? He is that person, 136 times his name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And you must remember, no messenger's name is mentioned so many times. He was dark in complexion, African. He had sheepish hair. Allah Jalla wa'ala elevated him. He was strong. That person of the Pharaoh, he just, for workers of whom Musa, he just stepped him, the man died. Such a strong person he was, you know. So if somebody tapped me and you, normally you wouldn't die, unless, no, I mean you're a super guy, different guy. So my brothers, remember this, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Go read the story of the Pharaoh and everything, you'll heard it so many a time. So see, a Nabi of Almighty Allah, African connection, everything happening in Egypt. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he leaves Canaan, Palestine, and his brothers dumped him in the well. He sold as a slave. Lo and behold, he becomes the ruler of the whole of Egypt. That is Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, African connection. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Do we know Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi? Every one of us, my brothers, do yourself a favor. Instead of reading of these shaitans, who scored the goal and who scored century and this and that. Even the Kala knows who scored the goals. You understood? Kala says, you know what happened last week? You see, Kala, who tell you? He said they scored 3 goals in 5 minutes. You understood? So, Kala also knows this and this type of things. Yeah. So you see. So what that help? Half of them are gay, half of them are drunkies, drunk, half of them are what and what. So what we worry of all these shaitan? See, quick profile. Who is Sayyidina Bilal? Radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. His name is Bilal. His father's name Rabah. His mother's name Hamama. His family origin comes from where? From here, of Ethiopia. Now, the adhan, the dream was seen by one sahabi, lahu hadithun wahid. He only narrate one hadith. Abdullah bin Zaid bin Abdi Rabbihi. Imam Nasai Rahimullah wrote a book, those Sahaba, those companions who reported, narrated one hadith only. Lo and behold, he only narrated one hadith, but the hadith is practiced in the whole world. He saw the dream of Adhan. The angel is telling him, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like that. If you go there to Cape Town, any Cape Town So every muazzin, they call him, you must remember what? Bilal. See, Vazdi Bilal. Vazdi Bilal. His name is something else. Every muazzin, they call Bilal. You see, on a lot of things happen, you know, on the radio. So the one lady say, me, I want to marry a Qari Sahib. It's not just curry sauce, they tune it up and all that. So maybe they never saw him, but they fell in love with his voice. So I said, yes, you can marry the Qari sahab, or you can marry the Maulana sahab, or you can marry the Hafiz sahab, or you can marry the Mufti sahab. So they're listening. So I say, if you want, you can marry the Bangi sahab also. See, well, what is Bangi sahab? I say, Bangi sahab is Bang is Farsi, is Persian, where you raise your voice. And Muazzin is a better term. I say, you can marry. He said, no, leave that one out. We don't want. You see, we ourselves, we look down upon this. Our woman also like that. Anyway, so the dream is shown to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirmed the Master alayhi salam also received wahi. O Bilal, render the adhan. The first person to render adhan, African. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who renders the adhan. Then the other sahabi, he's blind, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, Abasa wa tawalla an jawal a'ma. Lo and behold, both of them muazzin, they in Masjid Nabawi, go to Dimash, to Damascus, and you will find that he, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, is buried there, in the same graveyard, Babu Sagheer, in Damascus, and just 100, 200 meters away, the second muazzin of the Master, alayhi salam, is buried in the same graveyard. And it's written there on the wall, Muazzinu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, wa waziru ma'alihi. The muazzin of the Master alayhi salatu salam and his minister of finance. His minister of finance. Go open Shama'il Tirmidhi. Beautiful hadith. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam is addressing his minister of finance. Who? Look at the words. A lot of students here also. I've also met some of them now. So by heart this kind of hadith. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sayyidina Bilal, Anfiq ya Bilal, Anfiq ya Bilal, wala taqsha min zil arshi iqlal. Bilal iqlal. Oh Bilal, my minister of finance, you spend from the public exchequer, from the public treasury. Spend from there. Never fear that Allah Ta'ala's khazana and treasures will diminish and decrease. It will never happen. But Allah, the more you spend sincerely, Allah will always increase it more and more. See the lesson, the Master alayhi salam. Me and you go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Allah make maaf. We don't even know what's going on there, especially nowadays. That people say, now we can't go to the Haram, they got this law, that law, let us just watch the movies and TV, Allah forbid. Go to a place, remember there in Makkah, and remember where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was laid on the desert sand, and the boulder was put there on his chest, and what he used to say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembers and all the sacrifices he made. So Bilal was have a special position in Islam. So Sayyidina Bilal, when Fatih Makkah took place, that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Bilal, you climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and from there you render the adhan. The Arabs, fair in complexion, are looking. This is the person that we used to punish him, torture him, persecute him. Today Allah made him exalted wa tu'izzu man tasha, and we are here begging for forgiveness and clemency. That is Allah. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhillu man tasha. Our Ustad, our Sheikh Umar Falata, if any one of you know, in Masjid Nabawi, African from Nigeria. So, when we used to sit, and you know where we used to sit and teach hadith? Where Imam Malik used to teach. Right next to the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we used to sit, we used to kiss his hand and kiss his forehead and so. 49 years, this African muhaddith, he taught hadith in Masjid Nabawi in Riyazul Jannah. Who gets honor like that? Understand the African contribution. So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is very dark in complexion. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very fair. He told him, Abu Dharr the Sahabi, he addressed Sayyidina Bilal and said, Yabna Sauda, oh you son of an African lady, it's good thing my father didn't see you giving adhan. It was a derogatory statement. And Bilal radiallahu was hurt. He went to the Master alayhi salatu salam and said, Ya Rasulullah, that this is what Abu Dharr said. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was furious. Called Abu Dharr, what did you address and what did you tell Bilal? To verify, He said, yes, I said those words. Habibullah rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innaka mru'un lafika jahiliya. You still got the trace of apartheid and ignorance in you? Now bring this incident in my life and your life. Be honest about this. We don't have to play buzruk and very pious and make hazrat hazrat. We will never change. The condition won't change till we change. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. How we treat our staff at home, African staff, because they come from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe. We treat them rough, you know. Be honest. And we overwork them and underpay them in so many instances. I don't say all. But you take our mothers. If the mother take 50 rand one day and gave the maid, even the maid will say that Kala woke up from the wrong side of the bed. Understand? So brothers, think about it. So how are we going to teach them Islam? You see, I was born in an African location. So I know about all this, how we act and all this everything. So we had one guy, you like stories, you know. So he'll tell you a story. Let me drink water, I'm old man, you know. Kalas, don't worry, we're still alive, I never died or something. Kala says that nothing playing on the radio, you know. So we had one guy, non-Muslim, you know, John was his name. He worked for us 30, 40 years, he knew everything about Islam. So me and him, it's a joke, Lord, you know. So our house was here, and the toilet outside, you know, in the olden time. So every one of us, when we go to relieve ourselves, we take a bottle with. So I asked John, one day just joking. I said, John, you see, you guys will go that toilet there. So you'll just go and do your thing. We go, we take this water. You know why we take the water? You say, of course I know why you take the water. John is confident. I say, why we take? You say, you Indians, you eat lot of food. Maningi chisa. It's very strong, lot of spice, you see. So all the spice is coming out, so you have to cool it down, all the radiator. You don't understand? And this type of things. Now what story he went to give, and where are we? Now whose fault is this? I ask you. Because we don't deliver. You see, in the morning, therefore I made it like with our radios. Allah reward all the Ansar directors and our Markaz Sahaba, our Haji Mohd Ikhlas. I said, I don't want Muslim questions. Let all the non-Muslims ask. He can be Jew, Christian, Hindu. Today the Jutla, he said, AK, for what you'll have to pray 5 times a day? Explain that to me. Today the Jutla asked. So I told him, when we read Fajr, we read 2 units, then first we touch either hot or cold, we thank Allah for that. Zuhur time we read 4, so we thank Allah for sense of hearing, we can hear the Adhan all 4 directions. We read Asr Salat, so then we read, you must remember 4 rakats, and then the sense of hearing, so we can now, the sense of smelling, so the wife cook akni, biryani, the aroma, fragrance comes. We read Maghrib Salat 3 rakats and we can see in front, right, left. Isha Salat we read 4 rakats. So the sense of taste, you have solids, liquid, is sweet, sour, salty, bitter. Now you show me a better system. What is your prayer? When I went to the Jidarul Buraq, when I went there to what they call the wailing wall, the Jutla got the Torah and he's shaking like this. I don't know, he's busy with his wife or what. So you must remember this type of things here. Yeah. I say, you guys going on the roller coaster or what? You don't understand. See ours. Everything of Islam is the best, but we don't want to share with the rest. Therefore, we have all these problems in South Africa. We are here in this country. I'm telling you about Africa. The oldest masjid in Africa, 20th, write it down. Make mental note. First Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, Sahabi, conquered Egypt. When they conquered Egypt, the first thing they did, they in Cairo, Cahira, 70, 80 Sahaba companions got together radiallahu anhu majma'in, and they built a masjid. Till today, that masjid is known Masjid Amr bin As, the oldest masjid in the history of the continent of Africa. This is 20 years after the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise 11 years after the Hijrah. This is 20th year, first Ramadan. In Ramadan they started building the masjid. You go today, the masjid is there, refurbished, we read Salat several times. Our South Africa, go there, you must remember to Cape Town. Go there, it was Hilton Hotel, now it's Hyatt Hotel, walk up. You just walk 100, 200 meters. Our democracy started in 94. Go 200 years before our democracy, 1794. And what you will find? You will find that piece of land. Listen, my brothers. Today we are here, everything tip-top condition, aircon, this, and that land, Malay lady, Kalal lady, Sarki van die Kaap. She gave the land for the first masjid in the history of South Africa. See, what sacrifice they made. So you must remember this was in the year 1794. Democracy came 1994. Go further up North Africa. These Westerners today want to come and teach us. Therefore I call them your haramis. You must remember that. I tell them, you jutlas, you haramis. Putin is a big harami, but he's putting everybody right now. We support him 100%. So he's hitting America, he's hitting Europe, and hitting the jutlas Israeli. So why we support him? Not he's a good guy. He tore the whole Muslims up in Chechnya, everything. But now he's a good guy. Even today he made a statement. Yesterday it came out today. He said, you Muslims, if anybody swears Islam or the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we in Russia will arrest him same time. You understand, my brothers? That is what your instrumental. I've been to Russia, I've been to China, all this. We ever just get chance, we don't know anybody by. You know, we just make dua when I came out from the airport there in China. All short guys, they look up, down, they thought the jinnat came or something. See, from where does Mota came? Up, down. Even I felt embarrassed. What is that? I stayed in a holiday in there. Now my wife and myself, I tell them, bring that. Bring a strawberry jam. Then I love that. So she brought something in a dish and something is jumping like that. That is people, I tell them. Anyway, leave all that. See, brothers, they talk too much, these people. So the problem with us, we don't know our Islam. When we don't know our Islam, we cannot present it to the rest. We suffer from an inferiority complex ourselves. We think, because we trained like that in apartheid, we think that the West is the best and white is right. You must show them they're wrong and Islam is the right. See, I give you another example. If you want all this, just go on Google it and go on UNESCO and all that, you will find it. So go to North Africa, we've been there, Morocco. And go see the oldest university in the world. Till today, the oldest university in the world. So where is the oldest university in the world? In Morocco, in a city called Fez. Now this French came, you see they're haramis, you know, this French. They occupied Algeria for 132 years. They occupied, you must remember, Tunisia for 75 years. They looted and plundered and murdered our people, minimum 5 million, maximum 10 million. We'll take the minimum. And today they tell us about human rights and all this. So the place name is Fas in Arabic, but they changed it Fez, F-E-Z. We've been there. You go there, you will find a university there, big madrasa university. It's called the Jamia Qayrawan. I'm asking you the African contribution. What is Jamia Qayrawan? There was a lady, she belonged to the royal family. Her name Fatima Fihri. She said, I, for my personal money, I will take this, I donate the land, the building, take this is all the money. So much sincerity, it became the oldest university in the world till today. All the others died and finished. But who's going to teach the people? We only know Oxford and we know this and all. Because we suffer from a complex. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Honorable Father passed away prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master. Mother passes away when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 6 years old. My brothers, I want to ask you a question. I was brought up by my mother. I was brought up by many African ladies. I don't know what you guys call it here. But I can remember vividly that because my mother used to say, now a lot of Memon guys here, you'll know the language. You say, itabo lucho ai. You know lucho. Lucho means be naughty, you know. From small, they tell me I was very naughty. Allah knows, but they all told me that. So the African girl maid, they would pick me up and put a blanket like this. They could call pepa. I don't know what you guys call it here.
So they just fastened me up like this, and they said, this guy must sit still. He make too much hole, run here, no, no. Break this. Put like this, he said quietly. Like. I'm asking you, when the master, alayhi salatu wasalam, was 6 years old, father passed away already before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mother passed. Now who is going to take care of the master, alayhi salam? Allah Jalla Wala chose an African lady. You know? Her name Baraka. African, dark in complexion. And you must remember African hair, everything. And remember her kunya Umma Ayman. She would care for the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The finances, all that Abu Talib, Abdul Muttalib and them. But the basic caring, a mother, you need a motherly figure. That was the African lady. We don't read Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now fast forward. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. Then what happens, my brother? Say, hadith in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh. They say, they say to one another, let us go and visit Umm Ayman, African lady. So they went, and she's weeping, crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise this took place. She cried so much, brothers, sisters, children, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Shaykhin started crying also. Then they consoled her. Ya Umm Ayman, we know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call you. He would call you Ummi Bada Ummi. You are my mother after my mother. We know all that. But why? Is not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to a better place? Listen to the answer of the African lady. They never only loved the messenger, they loved the message of the messenger. She says, Shaykhain, Ya Aba Bakrin, Ya Umar, radiallahu anhu, I cry today, innal wahya qad inqata'a. When the Master alayhi salam was here in our midst, there was a ta'alluq and a connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. And now with the Master's demise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna al-wahya qad inqata'a, no more wahi will come. He's not the Master only passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message also stopped, the wahi also stopped. That is the African lady's message. Brothers, who showed the world what Africa did. Luqman, his story is mentioned in the Quran. He's not a Nabi. He is a Wali of Allah, African person. Anjasha, African person. When he used to move with the camels, he had a golden voice. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Rifqan bil qawarir ya Anjasha. Anjasha, this woman I hear at the back and you pulling the camels and now you're going to read with that golden voice. Don't break the glasses. Don't break the hearts. That you're going to tune it up even more and more because the ladies are here. You don't see the Qarisab of today. When it's small crowd, they make small qirat. Big crowd, they make big. And with woman there, you make even bigger. You know what I understand? Because you see the emails flying to the females. You know what I understand? So this time, a lot of things going on today. Chalo, my time is up, my brothers. So I beg you, last lesson I want to give. Last night I was in Vellum. After the talk, we went for supper. So brothers talk. 42 days, Tonga, no water. I verified it again this morning for my one brother, he's there, connection of mine, in Tonga. I say, how many days bar, no water? He say, 42. Brothers, you have got the ocean here, alright? Let us be honest. How come there's no water? I'm not here to pass judgment. I'm here to show you, we all need to reflect on one issue. I traveled many countries, brothers. Many, but Allah Zahir, Adam in Fadli Rabbi. I'm not speaking of sawab and reward. You will never find a country like South Africa. Let me tell you openly. We can speak what we want to in the masjid, we can speak what we want to, you must remember that. I went to Uruguay, like how I am giving lecture. Suddenly I saw two white police walking in. So I asked the Molana, I said, Molana, they coming to look for me? I said, no. I don't speak politics there. They are a good guy. I just speak all fazail and virtues. You know. So this is what. You know, but that time we were big dabal. You know. So he said, no, yeah, the husband gave the wife a hiding to police wherever she go. I said, Subhanallah, South Africa, they killed the wife, no police come. Yeah, you must remember that he hit the wife, two police come. I said, yeah. Right. So after that, then, it's Ramadan. So I tell them, guys, you know, our guys also, I say, don't give dates and all of this. Give them our nice samosas and bhajas and all that, because they're from Asr time the program start. Then Maghrib, then they all sit there in a masjid, Musalla. And then we have the meals, then Isha, and then, you know, the Taraweeh and all that. So this white police guy, he got fed up, you know. They said, the oldest guy is reading, let me also read, you know. And so there are no Muslim, it's just exercise. So Taraweeh, we tell all finish all these things. So what happened? So then they told me, you know what happened, Mufti Sahab. I say, what happened? You see, policemen read namaz. I say, very good. Now they're surprised. They say, you say, no, you don't know how he read. I say, how he read? You say, he started, he put his hand like this. I said, very good. Then he said, no, he put his hand like this. I said, very good. He said, then he put his hand like this on this. I said, very good. So everything, I said, but what you saying? I said, no, you'll never understood. When he started, he became a Shafi'i. Then he decided, no, I'm not happy. I became Hanafi. Then he didn't like that, he became a Maliki. You see? And after two rakats, he ran away, he became a Salafi. The Salafi is, they keep on running away, you know how it is. So next time I go, I say, policeman ka kya hal hai? They say, policeman to musalman ho gaya. See, the man made shukr. He's not Muslim, but he went into sajda. And he cried to Allah, whatever he spoke to Allah. Allah loved that sajda of his and gave him iman in Islam. This is the lesson I want to share with you. I'm no one, no, not here. We be gunegar everything. But Allah is telling us, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّا يَعْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. There's a town, there's a city, there's a place. When I went overseas in 1974, first time, we gave one rain, used to collect $2 plus, American dollars, not some dollars. So you must have. But when Allah gave us so much, then what we did, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, we made kufran. Our eyes every day watching porn. The man busy on the chat line. How many days have, if I open my phone now, my husband took a secret wife, I don't know, he's meeting his pay wheel day in the hotel. Now when we do all these unda dandas and all that, you say, no, he made a deal with that spare wheel of his mistress and girlfriend, that she said, never mind, yan mansa dwet is anamansa bruet, when he dies, she won't inherit. Because she already took everything while he was alive. Taita bichara kangdal tivyo, he passed away a pauper also. فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنُمِلَّهِ. So when we do this, my brothers, action, reaction. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah will put upon you such poverty. Go study history of Burma. People were so rich, they used to light their cigarettes with money. Go study history of Burma. Our Indians, such multi-billionaires they were. When the revolution came, they ran with the clothing on their body and became overnight paupers. So, libas al-jew, what is our unemployment? 40%, 45%. Depend what survey you want to accept. Well, khawf, which one today can live peacefully? All the time we have to look here, look here, look here. I love to walk to the masjid, but I am frightened also from my house to the masjid. Because you hear every day, unke, a lot of India guys we got there. You say, mere cell phone ko chori kar diya, mere kalam ko chori, mere paise ko chori. So I say, we better go with the car. So my brothers, we live in that. I want each one of you, my brothers, sisters, children, youth, each one, I myself, just ask yourself, did we really make shukr to Allah? He gave us iman, he gave us a country. I'm no politician, I don't belong to any party. Allah gave us everything. But what you did, O Muslim, instead of using that to present Islam, we violated every law of Islam. So when we do that, Allah will give us a taste. Your ocean is here, but you won't have water. You can press all your computers, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current, and then you'll have load shedding and everything. See, things are going to get worse. So I beg you, my brothers, today we're here, tomorrow we're gone. Make shukr to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I make sure. See our weddings today. You also saw what happened last weekend. What can we say? وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ اللَّهِ. We can only cry to Allah. Today you can't tell anybody. They just want to pull out the gun. You know, you can't tell a taxi guy anything also. You must just make sure he didn't make accident with you. Tell him, no, thank you, you didn't bump my car, you know. So you must, brothers. So that's my message to you. Learn Islam, learn our history. We have the best. Share it with the rest and don't suffer from an inferiority complex and no compromise on Islam. We don't have to apologize to anybody. We are Muslims. We are Muslims and it's Allah's favor upon us. And we will take this Islam and present it to the whole world. And don't judge people because of their language, because of their complexion, because of which garment chaat they come from. Does chaat and garment got no value in Islam? Remember that. That's our Indian ideas, all this. So take all these things out and say, inshallah, that Allah must use us to become the people who will propagate Islam in its pristine purity. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.